Blog Talk Radio. Well, shalom, shalom, everyone. How is everyone doing today? This is Shaina. Hope everyone's doing well. I had someone that was on the wrong call, so I had to call and give her the right number. Some people call it a conference call by accident. You know, they get the numbers mixed up, and sometimes we have to check those and make sure we have the right numbers. But how is everyone today? It is beautiful outside. I mean, it is absolutely beautiful. Perfect. The sun is shining. It's not a whole lot of wind. It is wonderful to be in the sun. It's just a beautiful day. I know we had a controversial call on Sunday. I love those, by the way. Makes us think. Next Sunday, we're going to deal with those issues. Anybody have anything you want to talk about today? Before I start rattling off, because I want to give everybody else a chance to say something. Anybody have anything you want to talk about? If you do, push one. I'll let somebody else do the talking. I know all you guys out there got something to say. This time, we need to give y'all some praise at the least. Has anyone noticed that their life is changing? Has anyone noticed that things are getting a little bit different now that you're on this side of the fence? Have you noticed that the Most High is beginning to bless you? Have you noticed some weird things happening to you? Anything? Because I remember we was in church, we gave all kind of testimony. And we testified all in front of the whole church. Now everybody, you know, we didn't get quiet. It's like, now I know you got something to say. Hold on, let me open up the mic. We got one person to push. Shalom, shalom, area code 903. What do you got to say?
Praise to Yah. Amen. Praise to Yah. I am grateful.
Praise.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
I am grateful. The blinders that came off after 40 years of being misled, thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I am grateful.
Now, let me ask you, how is your feast of unleavened bread going? Have you been eating a piece of feet unleavened bread every day?
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful.
I've been doing good for that, yes, ma'am.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's good. You know, me too. I thought I had forgot yesterday, but I think I ate a piece. I really did. I'm really sure, pretty sure I did. But I made sure when I came home today, because the box is sitting on my table. And I just eat a little bitty piece. It don't be a big piece. I just eat a little bitty piece. But, I mean, you know, it's those things. And the things that y'all asked us to do is not grievous. You know what I'm saying? It just takes time
right.
And make the things that he says important enough for us to be able to do it.
Well,
and some people
say they
can't do that. Somebody can't do that. They won't do that.
Well, that's the thing. It's been in the Bible all this time. Sister Yaina, and I told you I was raised Catholic, so we didn't get to see all of this. We had communion,
oh, wow.
But we're off the mark.
Wow. Well, you know what? It happened to us all because I wasn't raised Catholic, and I didn't know nothing about all this either because we were told this was for the Jews. You ain't got to do that part. The Old Testament is for the Jews. That ain't for us because we Gentiles, so we didn't know a whole lot about this either. You know, and then when we questioned it and we asked, they said, oh, that's for the Jews. That ain't for you. You know.
You're right.
So, you know, it's interesting. I tell you the truth. It is interesting.
You know, I found out as I'm booking my flight and everything, I'm trying to get ready for Washington. And they were saying that Delta is a better airline than most of the others. I was going to go ahead and book my flight with American Airlines, but they were saying that Delta was better. I'm going to go ahead and get that booked and go from there. I'm also looking forward to the T-shirt.
They coming this month. They are coming this month. You don't have to worry about it. I was trying to find the guys, and you guys are going to be mad at me, but I was listening to these guys today at work, and they were talking about the synagogue of Satan and how these people that are in Jerusalem are Edomites. Now listen to this. They Edomites. So they have a portion of their program where they let the people ask questions. And one of the people that was on the call said, well, if those are not the people, then who are the true Jews? I'm sitting at work like, okay, I've got to hear this for real. That man danced around that question. He danced around that question so much he went to stuttering, and he forgot what he was going to say. He said, see, in the book of Hebrews, the scriptures say, and in the book of Galatians, the scriptures say, I'm like, man, give it to, come on now. You know you're going to have to come with it because you know we the people. They do not want to admit we are the people under no circumstance. I don't.
Did you want to call in to Yaina and tell them we're the people you're talking about?
It was already taped.
You know.
I think this is it. I think I found it. Hold on a minute. I think I found it. Hold on. I'm going to go back to the part because I remembered the time. I think I found it. It was already pre-taped.
Looking at it from a warrior's perspective, how do I deceive a bunch of people?
Yeah.
I would definitely promote that. Big time because you.
But the guy asked the question.
I'm
going to find it.
You know, I know that there's people out there, I've been studying the Bible for 30 years.
You know, but yeah. Yeah, these are the people who claim they're Israel. But they're spiritual Israel. He danced around that topic and he danced. Because my eyebrow raised, like, okay, now here's the moment of truth. You done came into all this truth. You mean you skipped over that part? Still didn't say
that.
He filled it.
You mentioned spiritual Israel, Sister Yaina. It's funny that you mentioned spiritual Israel. I received something in the mail from Inspiration Network. I'm sorry, Inspiration Ministry regarding Don't Let Passover Pass You By. And they have the wine, the Bible, and the matzo crackers.
They got to get in front of this because Israel been out there so boldly. All praises to the Most High Yah. Waking up the people or being there as a vehicle to be used so the people can reflect back and say, I remember them guys talking on the street corner. I remember seeing some videos about that. So they trying to get in front of it now because everybody is beginning to ask questions. Well, then who are you? If they the people, then who are you? So, I mean, you know, but he didn't want to admit it. Oh, did he dance around that? He danced around that thing and he danced around it. I'm like, he ain't going to admit that. He ain't going to admit it. But I wanted to share something with you guys real quick before we start talking. You know, there's a plague that's out here. I don't know if you all know about it, but it's a deadly fungus. It says 600 cases of deadly fungus reported, two-thirds from New Jersey and the New York City area. It says the New York City area and New Jersey have reported more than 400 cases over the last few years of an emerging fungus infection identified by the federal health authorities as a serious global health threat. It says that that amount to two-thirds of all cases reported in recent years throughout the United States. The fungus, Candida auris, and that's Candida auris, also referred to as C. aureus, is resistant to some or all antifungal medicines, which makes it harder to treat. Say it's found in hospitals and long-term care facilities. It can quickly lead to death in patients who have weakened immune systems or other underlying serious medical problems. More than one in three patients with an invasive infection of this fungus has died. So they said if you catch it, you can die within 3 weeks. It says, by the end of February, New York has confirmed 309 cases over the past several years, more than any other state, according to the CDC. New Jersey has reported 132 confirmed cases and another 22 that are considered probable over the last 4 years, the state Department of Health said Tuesday. It's taken us all by surprise, said David S. Perlin, the chief science officer of the new Hackensack Meridian Health Center for Discovery and Innovation, a global authority on drug-resistant fungal infection. He published several studies in the last 2 years about diagnosing such infections including C. Forrest. He said we didn't know. We don't really know why globally this bug has burst on the scene all over the world. He said we're seeing it in hospitals. We have a problem, obviously, in New York and New Jersey, but we've seen it in Spain, the United Kingdom, South Africa, and other places. He said, how do you explain how this has happened all at once? We know how to explain it. CRS spreads in hospitals and healthcare settings via surfaces, where it persists for days, and some person to person, he said. This mode of transmission and its persistence are extremely unusual for fungal diseases. It said the federal agency first asked the health facilities to start reporting infections of fungus in June of 2016. Some of the cases reported by the state predate that time, including most of those considered probable. In all, the United States has had 617 confirmed cases, centered primarily in New York City area, the Chicago area, and New Jersey, the CDC reported. In addition, 1,056 patients were colonized with the fungus but did not show any symptoms, the CDC said. They were identified through screening and where patients had become sick with the fungal infection. It said, what makes it so deadly? It is difficult to treat and often misidentified. It is resistant to many of the commonly used antifungal drugs like bacterial infections, for which doctors have many antibiotics. Fungal infections are treated by three main classes of drugs. Some of the CRS infections are resistant to all three. That is crucial. That is some serious stuff. It is a plague. That's what they call it.
I'm from New Jersey. That's my home state. I'm from New Jersey. So I'm listening to this. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it says that. It says the New Jersey Hospital Association also works with the state's 71 hospitals to avoid overuse of antibiotics, which contributes to drug resistance. Antibiotic stewardship, as it is known, is integral to quality improvement efforts at the state's hospitals. It says physicians need to use the right drug for the right bug. They say some of the antibiotics are not working. Hold on, let me see if I can get this up, because they said the one man had it, and he died from it, and then they found it all in the walls, all on the floors, under the tile. They had to tear the whole place down. I said, Lord, I told you, y'all coming. Look, this is serious. Hold on, let me get this up here and see what we can do with this, see if we can make this work, because you guys need to hear this. The way I heard about it was that I was listening to one of the YouTube clips, and the man was talking about it on YouTube, and I'm like, what is he talking about? And that's when I pulled up and I heard it. Hold on, let me get this over for you.
Here we go.
Every time I do this, it starts acting up. Hold on, you guys. Just be patient with me. Give me 1 minute.
And then I
found the clip where the man was asking
about
who was the Jew. Someone play that too for you. Give me 1 second.
But they
called
it the play.
They
said
if you catch
it
within
3 weeks,
you're gone.
Oh,
it's going to make people
straighten
up.
Lord have mercy.
This man's tongue
is
white.
Hold
on, let me pull this up real quick.
When I went to Aspen Dental, they gave me a free exam.
I'm sorry about that, you guys. Hold on. And people don't want to go to the dentist and stuff. It's like, here we go.
Candida auris is one of several multi-drug resistant organisms, and it's an emerging infection. We've seen the emergence of several multi-drug resistant bacteria. Candida is a fungal infection, so it is somewhat new in terms of, that species. it is a concern. All of these multidrug-resistant organisms are concerning because, in essence, it limits our treatment options. They, Candida auris, the literature suggests that there's a high mortality rate between 20 and 50%. So clearly, it is going to be a concern, particularly for the groups of persons that are at risk to have serious invasive infections. And those tend to be people who've been hospitalized, who have other comorbidities like diabetes, immunosuppression, malignancies, these things that put them at risk already for high mortality. And then when they develop on top of that, you know, an aggressive infection with an organism with limited treatment options, it clearly becomes a big deal.
And not only the high mortality, but if this thing is hard to find, like to identify it in patients, I was reading, is very challenging. So how much harder does that make it when you can't even find out that the patient has it?
Right. So, we can identify infections and organisms by a variety of methods. I think the concern with this particular organism is it's a species of Candida, and there are multiple species. So the sort of difficulty is in making the identification of this particular species. Sometimes it can be misidentified as other species. And dating back to 2016, New York State Department of Health was aware of that, and they had published guidelines for the labs that if you had an organism that was difficult to identify or was identified as these other types, you should consider and forward them for further evaluation. And we have been doing that.
Talk a little bit more about once it's hard to identify, then it's hard to treat it because you can't treat it if you can't get the exact diagnosis, right?
Absolutely. So, it's a drug-resistant organism. Many of our Candida species are sensitive to a variety of antifungal drugs. This particular species is resistant to the azole class, which is the class that we would use first line. So it is possible if you don't know what it is, you may be treating it with an ineffective drug.
And how, once you identify it, how do we treat it? Like,
so right now there is a class. Many of the strains that we see here in the United States are still sensitive to a specific class of drugs. So the recommendation is to start with that class, the echinocandins, and we hope and expect that it should maybe respond to that. The other key areas are clearly that we don't want to have spread within our institution or spread out in the community. So in addition to antifungal treatment, we have to pay very close attention to hand hygiene, to using the proper isolation techniques and using the proper gloves and gowns, et cetera, and very aggressive environmental cleaning. Additionally, we're concerned that these multidrug-resistant organisms occur because of overuse of antibiotics. So antibiotic stewardship and prudent and appropriate use of antibiotics is important, again, in trying to reduce these infections.
Why do you think New York and New Jersey have two states with the highest amount of people who have been infected? Why do you think our area is being infected so much?
Well, I think the infections occur on two levels. One, it's introduction of the infections from other areas, and clearly the New York, New Jersey area has a high amount of immigrant populations coming from all over the world. And then once it's introduced, then there's spread within that community, within that organization.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to play the whole thing, but please, we have to step up our hand hygiene and get ourselves together. Hold on, let me open up area code 919. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
I was looking at this, had not heard about it, but on the CDC website, where it has Candida, if you put in CDC and Candida auris, there's a case count map that has the global, visually, it shows you globally where this is, and it's really almost all over the world.
You know that got to be y'all. That's got to be the Most High. It's got to be.
Yeah, it
you
has
know,
a U.S. and a world
like
map.
Wow. Well, you know, like she said, you have to step up your hands in washing techniques and make sure that you encourage your children to wash their hands. You can't stress that enough. I mean, the things that we touch and all of that, you know, it's like, oh, it's terrible. But it is out here, and it said if you catch it and your body's not able to fight it off, you're gone in 3 weeks. That's just unbelievable. Woo! They calling it the plague. I think it's another disease out there that I was coming home from work, and they were talking about it on the radio, and they said within 24 hours you're gone. I'm like, oh. The Most High ain't playing. I'm serious. But you know what? When I went to the doctor, I don't remember the last. My lips swelled up. I had an allergic reaction, and I went in there for that. And when I was on my way out, one of the nurses was by the door, and he just sang a little song. He said, "Whatever you do, stay out of here. Stay out of here." I was like, "Oh my God, you just don't know." I mean, you hate to blame it on the immigrants, but where? You know, I don't know. Let me shut up. Let me be quiet. I don't know. Who knows where it came from? Y'all could have just distributed it as a punishment because we're in the last days. Really, it's nobody's fault. You know what I'm saying? It could just be a part of his punishment. Because he said we was going to deal with famine, we was going to deal with all kinds of stuff, wars and rumors of war, pestilence. That's pestilence.
Yes, ma'am.
So, I mean, you know, but they say it's pretty serious to be able to do something like that. But the lady said if you go on the CDC's website and you have to type in the name, and let me spell it for everybody. It's C as in Charlie, A as in Apple. N is in Nancy, D is in David, I is in Indigo, D is in David, A is in Apple. And then the other word is A is in Apple, U is in Umbrella, R is in Rachel, I is in Indigo, S is in Sam. That's how you spell it. And if you go on the CDC website, they keep it as a map where they show this all over the world. You know what? They need to just let everybody work from home. They do. That would solve a whole lot of problems. I've been saying that for the longest. Just let everybody work from home. That way we don't have to use the same bathroom. We don't have to interact with each other that way. We can still do the job and then be at home among our own selves and just direct deposit the paycheck into the bank account. Because that's a lot.
Anybody you know what's funny to GIA, they have bleach.
Go ahead.
They didn't say how they clean the hospital or the location.
I'm sure they have some sort of something they use to clean it with because it's all over YouTube. When you pull it up, it's all over YouTube. It's everywhere. You know. Oh my Lord! But I mean, you know, they always letting something out of the CDC. All the time. They call it the new superbug.
You stay prayed up.
Hold on. Prayed up, drafted up, and holding all the other up. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. It is going to do what it's going to do. It really is. I think I got, hold on, I got. That's just ugly. You know, hold on just a minute. I'm going to do something else here. All right.
The Center for Disease Control is purposely hiding something from you, the American public. Something that I believe you should know about, and something that should not be ignored. There is now a drug-resistant fungus sweeping across the country called Candida auris. And this particular fungus kills about 40 to 50% of the people it infects.
Now, I'm not one for a typical New York Times article. However, I believe the writers of this particular article are seriously concerned about the fungus. Take a look at this New York Times report published April 6, 2019, titled, "A Mysterious Infection Spanning the Globe in a Climate of Secrecy. The Rise of Candida auris embodies a serious and growing public health threat to drug-resistant germs." The article states, "The germ, a fungus called Candida auris, preys on people with weakened immune systems, and it is quietly spreading across the globe. Over the last 5 years, it has hit a neonatal unit in Venezuela, swept through a hospital in Spain, forced a prestigious British medical center to shut down its intensive care unit, and taken root in India, Pakistan, and South Africa. Recently, CRS has reached New York, New Jersey, and Illinois, leading the federal CDC and prevention to add to a list of germs deemed an urgent threat. It goes on, nearly half of the patients who contact CRS die within 90 days, according to the CDC, yet the world's experts have not nailed down where it came from in the first place. Now on the screen, you're going to see a chart. This chart actually shows the pattern of the fungus over the past couple of years. The areas in yellow have multiple cases, and in some cases, it's in the hundreds. As you can tell, the fungus is spreading all across the globe. The truth of the matter is, the New York Times article only lists three states here in America that have confirmed cases. That was New York, New Jersey, and Illinois. However, the CDC today is reporting over 12 states that have had confirmed cases of this particular fungus. But before I get into that, I want to show you that the CDC and the hospitals are attempting to silence and hush it in order to prevent panic. Going back to that New York Times article, take a look because it continues and it states this. With bacteria and fungus alike, hospitals and local governments are reluctant to disclose outbreaks for fear of being seen as an infection hub. Even the CDC, under its agreement with the state, is not allowed to make public the location or name of the hospitals involved in the outbreak. State and governments have in many cases declined to publicly share information beyond acknowledging that they have had cases. It goes on, this hush panic is playing out in hospitals all around the world. Individual institutions and national, state, and local governments have been reluctant to publicize outbreaks of resistant infections, arguing there is no point in scaring patients or prospective ones. In other words, the hospital and the Center for Disease Control is purposefully keeping this information from the public. Why? Well, according to them, to stop panic. Personally, I believe this is something the public should know about in order to prevent an outbreak. You see, if people take more precautions when going out, then the fungus or bacteria or whatever it is less likely to spread. But yes, they're keeping it wrapped and they're keeping it under the radar. So what does the CDC have to say now that the cat has been let out of the bag, so to speak? Well, take a look at their website, where they detail exactly what Candida auris is. They say it is an emerging fungus that presents a serious global health threat, and that they are concerned about CRS for three reasons. Number one, it's often multi-drug resistant, meaning that it's resistant to multiple antifungal drugs commonly used to treat those kinds of infections. Number two, it is difficult to identify with standard laboratory methods, and it can be misidentified in labs without specific technology. And third, it has caused outbreaks in healthcare settings. For this reason, it's important to quickly identify CRS in a hospitalized patient so that the healthcare facilities can take special precautions to stop it. Obviously, you can see why the CDC is seriously concerned about this particular fungus. The problem with it is when a person goes into a hospital with this particular issue, the CRS, they go into a room and literally infect everything from the railing to the walls to the bed to the mattress to even the counters and the cupboards. Everything in the room has the virus on it. Imagine that amount of virus being spread all across the country. Everywhere someone with the disease goes, they spread it on everything they touch. This could cause some serious issues in the very near future, especially if it's easily misidentified, which according to the CDC, that could be possible. Now, here is a map from the CDC showing all the states currently infected. You can see it includes everything from New York to New Jersey to California to Texas and to 12 states total that have cases of this particular fungus. Bottom line, I guess, is this a real reason to panic? Well, no. I wouldn't say now is the time to panic. I think now is the time to be aware of what's going on so you can take your own precautions at home. Anyhow, I'd love to get your thoughts, comments, and concerns. And please don't forget to check out my partner at...
All right. Yeah, that's crucial. That is a lot going on. Man. That's true. Hold on. Let me get the mic open. Area code 540, your mic is open. You're on the air. 540?
I'm here. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah. This thing with this disease is something else. I believe that it's man-made. I really do.
Probably is. They call it the creature from the Black Goo Lagoon. That's what they call it.
And that's
the
also
creature from the Black Lagoon.
And there's also stuff that's going on the space station too, that they're hardly talking about.
You say there's stuff going on out of space.
Say again.
I said you said there's stuff going on out of space.
On the space station. They're talking about that. Right. They say that it's very, very germy. And also, if you think about it, all of the hospitals and buildings, they have no open windows. It used to be where you could circulate the air throughout the hospital as far as opening up. Now with everything being closed in, you know, people coming on in, they're coughing, they're doing all kinds of stuff, and this air is getting recirculated throughout, and it has nowhere to go. Even though I know that they got some filters and the scrubbers and everything like that, that is not healthy. You have to have open windows to let the fresh air breeze on through. That's where it gets all of the odors out.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. That is true.
So can you imagine being on a nuclear powered submarine and you are enclosed? And the only air that you're getting is the rebreathable air that they recirculate. Or how about being on a plane for anywhere from maybe 5 to maybe 13 hours, and you're still breathing in the same air that is being recirculated? It's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. But you always got to tell yourself, the Most High said, Jacob shall be saved out of it, because it's just, I look at it like this. It's the Most High doing, you know, he's allowing this to happen, and I believe it probably is man-made, you know, and for whatever reason they put it out there, it's going to backfire. And when it does, it's going to do to the people that they don't want it to be done to. And, you know, we just have to take precautions and make sure I don't like crowds. I mean, for real, at the end of the day, I'm always at work fussing. I don't like to use the bathroom behind nobody. I really don't, because that's just a pet peeve of mine. But we have to do it when we work in these establishments. When you go and you're working at a company, you don't have a private bathroom facility. You have to use what everybody else uses. And most people I've noticed really don't wash their hands. They don't. They don't.
They truly don't. And it really makes me mad, especially when you go there to a grocery store. You better make sure you scrub those vegetables and fruits when you get home. And also, you don't like using public bathrooms, you better learn how to squat, learn how to hover. And if you got weak thighs, you better start doing some strengthening for your thighs. Yeah, squat.
Yeah.
Squat.
Jeez. Don't think about the public, you know, you're talking about the public. Like you said, when you go to the grocery store and you pick up that fruit that you have to bite into, that somebody done touched and they done picked it up and squoze it and stuff like, you know, all of that, you don't really think about it. That's why you have to have something to be able to clean that stuff off and play over before you eat it.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of Americans will go to the bathroom, and they'll do number two, and they'll come right on out and go right on out the door. That's why whenever I wash my hands, I take the I take a new paper towel, and I make sure that, you know, I use the paper towel to open up the door so I can leave.
Me too. And, you know, some of the bathrooms have that automatic thing where you can push it with something and the door opens for you. But, and a lot of people don't understand it. You got to open up the bathroom door. You got to lock it when you go in. All, and you got to, you know what I'm saying? All of these things is things that people touch. You know, and I've seen women do the same thing. Women do the same thing. They'll go to the sink and rinse. They let the water rinse over their hands. No soap, and just walk out. And then maybe the main ones want to have potluck and bring potluck in. No, it's like, no.
You better not be over there. You better not be up over there. You don't know. You don't know what else you might be consuming.
You're right about that. That's why the Most High is bringing all this stuff out to let us know it's time to start paying attention to everything that we're doing, so that you can be safe with everything that you're doing, because it's just not no joke. This is serious business. If you can catch something and be dead in 90 days, that's some serious business right there.
That's why I'm thankful that my wife is a great cook. I'm not kidding you. She's a wonderful cook.
Wonderful.
And I'm thankful that.
That's wonderful.
Indeed. We don't have to go out there to those restaurants. We really don't.
No.
Now, you know, if I'm living, you know, let's go ahead on. Just take a break. We choose the restaurant that we know that is decent. You know, not know just any restaurant, because you never know.
You don't. You just don't know. You know, you really don't. And now, like I said, anytime they call it the creature from the Black Lagoon, it really must be, it really can spread. If it, like she said, anywhere the person goes, they really need to quarantine the people once they find out they have it. That sounds like grounds for quarantine to me, you know. And then, you know, you're at work and people coughing all over you. It's like, Lord have mercy, I'm ready to go home. I pray all the time, like, y'all please bless me so I go home. Because oh, my goodness.
Yes, indeed. I hear you.
And you have no choice, because you got to go to work. You got to go to the grocery store. Then you got to be in the public with the people. And most people don't pay attention. They don't.
No.
They really don't. But I wanted to make sure you guys knew that and brought that out to your attention so that you could, you know, do the research or whatever on your own. And start, you know, at least talking to your family and letting them know, wash your hands. You know, because you just never know what you're coming in contact with. You just never know. So I just want to leave that open. Anybody else have anything else you want to say to the people about that? Please feel free to do that. You know, because when you come out of the hospital with whatever procedure you have, it's a lot of things you can contract in the hospital. It's a lot of things that you can contract in the hospital, you know, that's deadly. It's a lot of things that you can, you know, but for the most part, you try to be as healthy as you possibly can, you know, and live the best way you can to be healthy, but you just really got to be extra, extra careful, you know.
Well, see, that's the thing, Cecile. You know, I'm going to the hospital to get a procedure done, and I have to go on the second floor, so you know you're pressing elevator buttons. And these surfaces are not clean.
Yeah,
just
like
the door handle
or
the doorknob, you know.
Afraid. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It's definitely true. That is true. But you just got to wash your hands. That's why they have those hand sanitizers all around the hospital. That's why.
Yep.
I'm going to use more than I have because I don't want to be sick with something that I can barely pronounce, candida, something. I don't want that, you know. We're doing our best not to have any yeast, and this thing is the worst yeast you could possibly have.
Yeah, that's what they said. And it's something that's not for females either. It's male, men and women, whatever it is. You know, you just got to be careful. Because they, you know, like we said, the Most I told us to beware of these things were coming. You know, this is pestilence, you know. These are the things that's going to come. You know, but he said Jacob shall be saved out of it, but it doesn't mean you don't do your part, because you just, you know, just be more cautious now. You know you have to wash your hands, you know, wash your food off like he said, wash your meat, wash everything before you eat it.
It's just, Yaya, with my meats, I'm going to go ahead and start soaking them in salt water. What do you think?
Yep, that's good,
Social
too.
Salt?
Yep, that's good, too. You know, that's good, too. I do. I do not. I just, oh, my goodness. But I'm better. I'm getting better, you know, because I just, you know, I just believe if you're sick, stay home. Don't come to work. And those folks be in work, scared to leave. They got all the time in the world, and they don't want to take none. And then they hacking and coughing over everybody. It's like, stay home. You know, give everybody a chance. And you, but I'm really big on vitamins. I believe in vitamin C. I believe in vitamin D. I believe in all of the vitamins necessary to boost your immune system and really begin to take care of yourself, because, you know, you do your part and y'all going to do his, because he'll protect you. I think it's out for a whole other reason. I really do. I think it's out for a whole other reason, because they done come up with all these drugs that they're using now on people for people to be able to do all the things that they want to do. And they I believe it's out for another reason. I do. I really do. You know, because you're not going to get around God. If he said that, you know, you're not going to get around him. You're not, you know, you're just not going to get around him. It's going to be the way he said it's going to be, and it's going to be unfortunate for a lot of people, but it's going to be the way he said it's going to be, you know. And unfortunately, that means that, you know, everybody's going to have to straighten up. They're going to have to straighten up, line it up. Mm-hmm. Line it up. It's the only way to do it. Just to line it up and do what he said. Because he's going to make you live right. You're going to do what he said. And guess what? Like Brother Don Young say, it ain't going to take but a few folks. It ain't going to take but a few people. Few folks just drop down after 3 weeks and it's over with. Everybody going to pay attention in. Which is sometimes what people need. Erin Cole, 928, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
I just want to say, make sure that you carry your own sanitizer with you. I used to work in the healthcare field and also in the food service field. And, well, my advice would be to, after you wash your hands, make sure you use that sanitizer. So if you touch something, that those germs can be killed and not you bring them home. Another thing that you had reminded me, I always try to take a shower when I first come home and take those clothes off of me, because you don't know what kind of flesh-eating bacteria or they call it a flesh, what is it called? It's flesh-eating, and a lot of people go into the hospital, and they don't tell you exactly how many people come home, but I know that when I was happened a couple of times when I had my children, that women would go into the hospital and that flesh eating bacteria would attack them. But my mother always taught me, like, hygiene and stay to myself. You can't be touching everybody because they're not clean. And even when you, like, use face masks, I used to use them in food service because I just refused to be breathing on somebody's food or having somebody breathe on me when I'm working in a public area like that. But watch the cleanliness. Not everybody's clean that may seem clean or even may look down on you. They're not necessarily clean. There's another spirit on them. It's not that they're so clean that they got to look down on you. Sometimes people have another spirit that they might not be clean, but they're looking down their nose at you. Just be led by the spirit, because there's a lot of things out there that can really kill you.
I know, evidently. Yeah, evidently. Because I told you, it was one plague that they were talking about on the radio, 24 hours. They said within 24 hours, you was gone. And like the girl said, it take about 24 hours for you to even realize sometimes you're sick. 24 hours, you gone. My Lord. You know what, you guys, let me tell you something. You ain't have to worry about your family. When this kind of stuff starts happening, people going to start paying attention. You watch what I tell you. I told you they're going to be parked outside your house trying to figure out what and how are you able to live through this and don't nothing happen to you. What are you doing that is not happening to you? And then you're going to have to tell them, I follow Yah's laws, statutes, and his commandments. You know? That is serious. This 24 hours, and you are gone. I say it's truth. Man. But, I mean, you know, these are the things. Like we said, the Most High told us we was going to watch it. He told us we was going to see this. He sure did. And you're going to have to pray for some folks. And, you know, you're going to feel sorry for some of these people. Like we tried to tell you. We tried to tell you. It don't matter what laws they pass. When the Most High say no, it means no. Anyway, guess what? When you sick, don't nothing matter. I don't care what you say. You ain't interested in no love life, no boyfriends, no none of the girlfriends, no none of it. You just want to feel better. And then you realize it's too late. Woo! Oh, God, mercy. That is serious. Oh, my goodness. So, you know, we have to trust Yah and do what he says. Oh, I want to make another announcement. You guys have been trickling in, one here, two here. We need for you to respond to our emails that we sent you because we're in negotiations with the hotel. It's a 5-star hotel. It is very nice downtown. It's in downtown D.C. It is extremely nice, and we want to be able to bring those prices down. We need for you all to check your emails and check your spam. If you think you didn't get one, look in there because we sent you an email. We need some information from you about how many people you're bringing, what type of room you're going to need, whether you need a joining room. It's all in the email. We need that information. And some people's emails came back, which I will be announcing on Thursday. I don't want to put this on the radio because people are hearing all over the world. But when we get in our class on Thursday, we're going to announce all the email addresses that came back undeliverable because it was like 4 that came back undeliverable. And we want, you know, you ought to be able to be a part of this, you know, because we want you to come. You know, so, you know, when we did the count, we had about 100 people so far. And that's including adults and children. So we need everybody to respond to our email so we can book these rooms off and get these rooms at a price that everybody can afford. You know, this is important. We will never get to do this again. And like Brother Yerachamam said to me the other day, which stuck with me, he said, nobody's doing this, Shaina. Nobody. Nobody's doing this. You know, we have to, and the Most High has allowed us to do it, so we have to be able to do it, and everybody's not coming. I say, yeah, that's true. Everybody's not designed to be there. You know. All praises to the Most High, Yah. I hope you guys don't forget, you know, to eat your feast, your cracker for your feast, whatever you have that doesn't have leaven in it. Don't forget to eat some every day. Make sure that you don't bring any leaven. This is a good week for stir fry. You know, you got some stir fry with some meat or something like that in it. This will be good for that vegetables and rice and chicken and beef and whatever it is you like to eat, however you like to do it. You know, just avoid the breads and the yeast. I was at the store yesterday and I was buying something, and someone said, look on the back of the cart and make sure that don't have any yeast in it, and sure enough, it did. I told the lady, I can't take that with me. You know, so. And one of the other little brothers, poor thing, he didn't eat nothing for hardly 7 days. I said, we did not tell you couldn't eat. We told you could eat, but just don't eat nothing with leaven in it. You know. Almost 7 days avoiding eating no food. I said, Lord, have mercy. You know. But all praises to the Most High. Yeah, we live and we learn. You know, and as we do it, we get it. We may not get it right the first time, but we keep doing it until we get it right because he knows the intent of the heart. And that's one thing about Yah. Yah knows the intent of the heart. You know, he knows those people that are sincere. He knows the ones that are scared. And if you're scared to go to Washington, D.C. because of who you are, what job you hold, we ask you to stay home. Stay home. You know, because we're not hiding. This is it. This is the last time we'll be able to do this, and this is the only time we'll be able to do this. You know, and I just, you know, I was thinking about that today. I was like, well, maybe some people are hesitant because of the job that they hold, and if that's the case, stay home. Because we got to trust y'all all the way through this thing. We got to make this happen. This is real. This is serious, you know. And we look forward to it. I'm looking forward to it, you know, to be able to put a program together and do what we're going to do, you know. And cry out before the Most High and ask him to deliver. Even though he's going to deliver anyway, the children of Israel have always cried out to Yah and asked him to deliver. They did it with Esther. And he knew Esther was going to win. I see you, Sister Couture. He knew Esther was going to go do what she did. That's why he put her in the place. Every time I think about that story, I get the chills. He gave her and Joseph a kingdom. A kingdom just to save the children of Israel. If you really understand that, that's just powerful. He gave her a kingdom so that she could be in position to save the children of Israel. He put Joseph second in charge of Egypt just so Israel wouldn't starve. Now, did the other nations benefit from it? Of course they did, but it was done so that Israel wouldn't starve. Powerful. Area code 513, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Shalom, family. This is Sister Couture. You also forgot about Moshe. He was in the government, too, and he, he protected the children of Israel.
Yes, he did. But, I can't leave him out. You better say that again. Yes, he did.
What I was thinking, you know, I always talk about food storage. That sounds like a quarantine coming down. Between that and the measles, that sounds like a quarantine coming down.
Yes,
so y'all better stock
up
on your food because you don't want to go out there and try to get some food and somebody that got it, whatever that disease is that has touched it, and you bring all that back in your house.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It sounds like a bubonic plague. You know, like when they got that back in the day, it was like that too. The measles too, though. The measles did the number on the people too. It did.
I think Trump
did. Yellow fever, all that.
Right. Trump's going to use that as an excuse to shut down the border, and everybody's going to go along with it because 2 months of that.
Well, that's what the doctor just said, that we just played the clip. She said we got a lot of immigrants coming in here. We don't know where it came from. They don't know where it came from. You know, but they're not ruling out that the immigrants didn't bring them in here. I mean, for real, like bad bugs, where did that come from? You know, my grandma was like, I ain't heard of that forever. She said, we heard that kind of stuff going on years and years and years ago when we was young kids. She said, I ain't heard of no bad bug forever. I said, they got to be bringing them in.
They bringing them in. And it could be that the government knows them people are sick. And those are the ones there, Mexico and Guatemala and them, they want them out of the country. That's why they let them come through the port to get them out of the country.
Yeah. Right. Right. They're sending them like, girl, that's just easy to think about. You know, just sending them like traveling gypsies.
That's what England did. They opened up their prison to let all the convicts come to America. That's who the colonists
were. Yeah, they did. That sure did. They did. So, you know, he may have a point. You know what I'm saying? It's like, look, you know, it's just the way he do things. You know, sometimes it make you sit up and think, but, man, you know what I'm saying? That's really serious. You hate to blame everything on him, but like they said, unless it was done in the laboratory, it could have been done in the laboratory and then blamed on him.
Yep, yep.
You just never know with this what's going on over here. With this group of folks over here, they treacherous. I mean, for real. They will do you in and not think about it for real.
When it comes to them, we are experts, though.
Yeah. Absolutely. But, yeah, that's the truth. They got they book the Most High. He will do whatever he needs to do to protect Israel.
Yep.
He will.
Yep.
I know. A 24-hour plague that you dead in 24 hours. That is crucial. By the time you catch it. So now we know about it. I mean, all we can do is take precautions. You know, increase your hand washing. Be careful what you touch. You know, be very careful with the people that you're around. And you know what? I seen a clip on Seattle. I didn't even know Seattle was in the situation that it's in. It is terrible. It's on YouTube. It's called Seattle is Dying. And when you see it, it blew me away. I was like, oh, my God. They talk about how many people are strung out on drugs and people who used to be professionals is roaming the street. They have tent cities all over the place, the feces all in the grass and needles everywhere. And the police, they said the police will arrest them, and then the police will let them go because there's nowhere to hold them. They don't want to put them in jail. It has turned into it looks like a third world country. And the people who are from Seattle are angry because they said this used to be a beautiful place. Oh, you got to see it. It's unbelievable that a city turned into that. Huh?
Some of these police officers seem like they're on drugs, too, by the way they act and the things that they're doing. Seems like some of them are on opiates.
That's what they were saying, that the police officers don't do their job no more. They just let it go. It's terrible. I couldn't believe it. I watched that video with my mouth hung open like, oh, my goodness. They people saying, it's not fair. We pay taxes. We want to be able to walk up and down the street. People walking up and down the street delirious, completely out of their minds. Unbelievable.
I used to be stationed near there, and it was a beautiful city. When I first saw it, that was back in 1981. I mean, it was clean. The air was crisp. Streets were, I mean, it was just a very outstanding city. As a matter of fact, I even went there to go. I saw Bruce Lee's grave there. So, you know, overlooking Lake Washington. And I mean, it's a very beautiful, clean city at that time period. And I'm just hearing this. It's really disheartening and very, very sad.
If you want to see the video, I couldn't believe it. I've never seen anything like that. And like they said, you know, we're not a large city, you know, to the point like Los Angeles, California. You know, it is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. They have
what they don't tell you,
it's destroyed.
What they don't tell you that a lot of the people from Southern California moved up there to Portland, to Seattle, and those places. Now they're moving from there, going over there towards Idaho. So, you know, trying to go on to find greener pastures wherever they can find it at. It's terrible.
Yeah, but guess what? They're homeless people with no jobs. They have no resources. They have nothing. And they just going to different cities, living like vagabonds and destroying the city. You know, the police officers are quitting. The one man said, I just quit. I just can't do that no more. They're going after the city council and telling the city council, look, you either do something or we're going to vote you out of office because you got to go. You're not doing anything. They just let them live any kind of way they want to. It's terrible. I was like, wow. And guess what? It, like you said, but you know what? They tried that here. They came here with that tent city stuff and we ain't moving and making demands. Cincinnati is a very conservative place. They gave an ultimatum. Either you move or you will be moved. And they went right downtown where the casino was, right in front of the casino. And I was like, that ain't going to last for 24 hours. They had them up out of there. You know, they was making demands. This is what we want. Like, we ain't going nowhere. They was ready to tell you, you're going to move. And I don't understand why they allowed that to happen because they wouldn't do that here. They would not get that off here. And they act like they scared of them. And then the one man that was trying to apprehend him, and he climbed down in the garbage can, and they were stripped. Now, he got about five or six police officers around the garbage can. He's spitting at them out of the garbage can. I said, now, if that was a black man, they would have shot him and been done with it. And they talked to him, come on out, John. Don't spit on us, John. We just need you to step out and come out the can, John. I said, now, if he had been black, they would have shot him.
And they would have rolled the trash can right down the hill.
With him in. Right. Yeah, it's terrible. It is terrible. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, Detroit looked bad after 2008 and all the auto plants closed down, and we went up there and drove through that, and it looked like a ghost town, but I've never seen anything like this. Never.
Mm.
That they have homeless people walking down the main street downtown, no clothes on. The one man, his behind was showing. The crack of his behind was showing. And the pants was down underneath his behind. And everybody was sitting in the restaurant looking out the window at him like, what is going on? He was falling over because he was high. I've never seen anything like that.
I remember when I was stationed in Hawaii, I remember a guy was telling me, because I was going to be rotating back to the States, and he was saying, hey, man, you know, when you get back there, he said, you're going to be really surprised because people are walking around there like zombies. I said, like zombies? I said, yeah. He said, they're so strong out drugs, it is just ridiculous. And he was absolutely right, because when I came back, I mean, people were just, they were like just the living dead. Their brains were just running.
Fried.
And shuffling. Yeah. They were shuffling.
Yeah, they fried. So we getting ready to see some serious stuff. The Most I said we was going to see it, and we going to see it. No matter how much we don't want to see it, we're going to see it. And guess what? That won't be the only city like that before this thing is all over with. The Bible said people going to make good evil and evil good, and that is exactly what's happening right before our eyes.
Yep.
It is.
And also the love
the
of
thing,
men you can call it.
Yeah, you better say that again. There's no morals anymore. There's no church speaking out on nothing anymore. Anything and everything goes, and whatever's in the street is up in the church. It is. Whatever's in the street is in the church. There's no. You used to bank on the church saying, "No, we're not gonna. No, we don't want to see that. No, you guys are gonna have to do something about that. We don't want to see naked bodies on TV. No. Now everything's on there. You can see every and anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy. Ridiculous. And it's just going to get worse. It's not going to get no way. He said it's going to be a day that has never been nor ever will be. And you know that's got to be bad.
That's right. I mean, I'm not trying to give out a shout out to this guy, but his name is Ray Higgins. I don't know if you may have heard him, but this guy is something else. I mean, he puts it out there.
Not bad. Now, we said, guess what? This is bigger than any one person. We all got to put the effort. It's a collective effort to do this, you know, to get people prepared for this, because this is getting ready to get ugly. I don't know how long we're going to be able to do the blog talk shows and the classes and things like that. We're going to do it as long as they don't interfere with us. But guess what? They're closing up ranks on that. So to say anything to offend gay people, they will take your stuff off. They'll take it off the air. If you say anything to offend any sort of class of people, they will take your stuff off the air.
Yeah.
They will.
Mm.
They'll shut your YouTube channels down. They won't let you do all this stuff is free. The YouTube is, well, the radio show is not free, but the YouTube is free and the classes is free, and you're going to have to be able to toe the log if you're going to be able to be a part of what they're doing, or they will shut you down.
Wow. I believe it. Because, you know, looking at it, and you'd be looking for a person that you have been listening to, and the next thing you know, the person is shut down. You're like, well, what happened?
They gone.
Because they did him like that I don't know how many times.
Yeah.
Lost count.
Yeah. They just shut you down. You just won't be able to come back. They'll send you a notice saying, I'm sorry, but the contents of your classes are offensive to a certain class of people, and we cannot allow you to continue, and close you up.
You know, when you be attacking the CC, that's exactly what is going to happen pretty soon, because I'm quite sure, like the pastor I was telling you about, Ray Higgins, I'm quite sure they're looking at him as well as the Protestant church. They're looking at him, because, I mean, he's putting it out there, telling it like it is. And you are, you know, like when you be putting out stuff, folks don't like it.
But you remember the one guy from Louisville, that's what happened to him. And he came up dead not too long after that. You know, I try to stay away from certain topics. You know, I don't talk about, I just try to stay away from certain topics. You know, because it's not, you know, I look at it like this. Truth is going to prevail at the end. It's going to be, you'll be able to know truth. And, you know, the Most High will fix it where you'll be able to know it and see it. But it's certain topics that I really steer clear away from, because he was touching on all the different kind of stuff. And it just seemed kind of mysterious to me that he died the way he did. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
They said he was doing good. He was in good health and everything. You just never know. You just don't know.
Well, you know, when you attack the CC, you're attacking white supremacy. And when you attack white supremacy, you're attacking their economic base. And that's all there is to it. Because when you start to shut down their economic base, you're attacking white supremacy and you're attacking the CC.
So I stay away from it, because, you know what I'm saying, you'll be able to see that soon enough with your own eyes. There's no need for me to have to put myself out there like that. I cover the things that pertain to Israel. I try to stick and make it be about Israel and Israel's God and the thing that Israel needs to do to be prepared to live through these days that's coming up. But as far as pointing the finger at anybody, nope, nope. Mama didn't raise no fool. Okay? For real, no, she didn't. Mama did not raise no fool. Trust me when I tell you that I am very wise at what I am very wise at what I do, and there's a reason for everything that I do. There's nothing that I do haphazardly. Trust me. Mm-mm.
You in your lane. That's all there is to it. And nothing
That's
wrong
what I'm
with
saying.
That.
You better believe it, because this is real. You know, these people will take you out without no problem at all whatsoever. So no. I just don't see it. That wasn't my calling anyway. I'll just put it to you like that. That wasn't my calling to warn the other nations what's going to happen to them, or give them information about what's going to happen to them or who the other people are. You'll be able to find that out soon enough on your own.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because the CC, they're just ready to go in on this just to implement worldwide the National Sunday Law.
Yeah, that's coming.
Well,
that's coming.
You have to go to church on Sunday.
Yeah.
And if you can go, they're going to be knocking on your door.
Mm-hmm. Coach, you know, I like breathing. You know, I just do. I like breathing. I do. It's just a wonderful thing. I want to continue that, you know. There's just some things, you know, you just can't do. Even though they say you have freedom of speech, that's the thing. You got to understand how far that goes. I was listening to Martin Luther King today at work. You know, I was listening to his I Have a Dream speech. And, you know, he started talking about that we have economic power and how much money we have, and don't buy this and don't buy that kind of bread and don't buy this kind of milk, and we're going to boycott because we got billions of dollars at our fingertips. And I said to him, like, oh, you just wrote your own ticket. It's over with. You start messing with money now, you got a whole different issue going on. You know?
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I think he did great. He's a great man. Let me get that. I want y'all to say I have nothing against him. But when you start listening to his speech, you can understand what happened.
The brother woke up. He finally woke up, and he realized he realized he was taking his people into a burning house. And when he woke up, and he started saying, "Hey, you know, this ain't right." He wanted to back everybody out, but it was already too late. That's when
too
they
late,
had
yep.
taken him out.
Yep, too late. what, you know, just was, just, woof. You know, that's why I say, you know, our goal is to get up out of here, and that's something that everybody wants. They want that. They do. That's why they don't give any resistance, because I tell them up front, our goal is to go home. And they say, well, that's the best news I've heard all day, you and me both, so let's make this happen. How can we fix this? That's our goal. We ain't trying to take nothing from nobody or boycott anything. We're trying to live the best we can while we're here. But when the time comes, our goal is to go home.
I agree with you. But the thing is, if we were to leave right now on our own, first of all, we've got to worry about going over there to Africa. Are they going to do right? And second of all, the United States is not going to allow us to leave. We are worth $1 trillion, over $1 trillion. And they're not going to allow us to leave just like that. I believe that y'all is going to have to force them to allow us to leave. It's got to be so bad here to whereas either you let my people go or you're going to die. The same way just like when Egypt had the children of Israel back at that time period.
That could be. It could be. It really could be. That's a possibility.
They didn't let us go when Marcus Garvey was saying, to be letting us go back then. They let a few of us go back in the late 1800s, but only a few went. The rest of us stayed. They're not going to let us go just like that. We bring in too much money, dead or alive.
We'll see. Excuse me, we will definitely see. I mean, you know, the Bible does say that when we finally do leave, they're going to come after us. He said the dragon's going to realize what he did, and he's going to come after us. He said, but the earth is going to help us when we get ready to get out of here. So it's not going to, you're right, it's not going to be no easy transition. It's not. It really isn't. But it wasn't easy for the children of Israel either. It wasn't easy.
No, because Pharaoh came right after him. Right after him. He saw his wealth leave. He saw his wealth leave.
That is very, very true. You know, but all praises to the Most High, because like he fixed it in Egypt, he's going to fix it here too. Even when it comes time for us to go, nobody's going to stop him. And I don't think a lot of people ain't going to want to. Now, you might have some that might want to, but when the Most High say it's time for us to go, nobody's going to be able to stop it.
Yahina, we are leaving. We are leaving.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I'm with you. Yes, sir. It's unreal sometimes. Sometimes you got to pinch yourself and say, this is really real. You know, this is really getting ready to happen. We are 11 days away from 4 months? We 4 months out. That's why we got to get everybody to respond to those emails. Don't wait till the last minute because we try to do something here. You know, we don't want everybody just what if you, you know, we'll talk about that too at another time, but we don't want you just falling in any kind of way. We want to be able to do this in a uniform manner, you know, where we can fight. Because when I went up to Washington, D.C. the last time on the grounds of the Capitol building, I stayed in the hood and the hotel was $100 and some. It was not cheap, and it wasn't worth the money. So we want to make sure that we can pay that kind of money and be somewhere nice. You know, it's a lot.
Right.
They're giving us a lot of perks with this, you know, so that we can, if we invite Congress, which we are planning on inviting those who made the 400-year bill possible and some of the other Congress members, we'll have somewhere nice to invite them to. It includes the conference room for free. They're doing a lot of things to help us do this. So, you know, we need everybody. And if you haven't registered, we need you to go to the website. The website is www.2019dayofrepentance.us for us. www.2019dayofrepentance.us. You know, because the T-shirts will be ready this month. By the end of this month, like I said, and we want everybody to support us by buying a T-shirt, buy one for you, your wife, your children. If you want to get some family members some, get some. This is how we're going to be able to collect money for the material, the things that we need, the sound system, and the stuff, so this doesn't come out of our pockets.
You know, so we want everybody to participate in this. It's everybody who knows the importance of it. Let me put it like that. Because I just don't want somebody, anybody showing up any kind of way. You haven't fasted. You haven't prayed. You haven't been a part of what we've been doing. You know, and it's not too late to get in here to do this and really be there to do what needs to be done. You know, so we can come together and begin to fall at the Most High to forgive us for the things that we have done. You know, I really do. We got to have the right spirit when you come.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ina, we decided the time it would be. Can we decide the hour when it would be?
We're gonna discuss all of that the closer we get, what time we're going to show up there. It's between 10 and 6. So we want to be there around, like, we want to be, the program will start around 10. We want to get there about 9, 9.30, somewhere in there. You know, so we need that, you know, we need everybody to be there and to be a part of what we're doing. This is the easy stuff now. You know, it's to start responding. Look in your emails because we sent everybody one. Everyone who registered, we sent you an email for you to be able to respond back. You know, all praises to the Most High. I mean, we're here now. And it's full steam here now. We're 4 months away. We are 11 days away from being 4 months away from the sentence that the Most High pronounced on us being fulfilled. So I'm excited. You know, I'm excited. I'm ready for it. We've been talking about it for so long, you know, that we have finally gotten ourselves mentally ready for it to be able to show up, you know, and have some things done. You know, we're going to make some banners. We're going to have a long banners for each one of the tribes of the children of Israel to represent all of them, all 12 tribes. You know, we have a couple of other things that we plan on having out there, you know, to represent the 400 years in this country. You know, and we're going to go and we're going to celebrate. We're going to talk about how long we've been here and the different phases that we've gone through since we've been here. And, you know, from all of it, you know, from slavery to, you know, to the releasing of the slaves, all the way down through Black Wall Street. We're going to talk about it all, you know, and reflect on where we've been. And then we're going to have our prayer. And then we're going to have our ceremony. And then we're going to have our lunch, and that's going to be the Sabbath day. And that's going to be a perfect day for that. You know, we want it to be peaceful. We want it to be peaceful. We don't want any problems. You know, we want everybody to be there. If the media decides to show up, they can come. If they don't, oh, well. You know, I'm sure that they probably will try to come, especially if they know we're coming back up there again. You know. But we'll see. But that's not our goal. You know, our goal is not, we will have the videotape. You know, we'll have somebody videotaping it for us, you know, everything so that we can share with each other and be able to see it. But, you know, for the most part, I think it's going to be a beautiful event. We're not, you know, whoever the Most High sends is what we deal with. You know, so we'll see how that works. You know, we want to do a video, like a commercial, to be able to put it out there, especially for people that live in other countries that cannot make it, but that they would go down with us in prayer, because we would like for this to be worldwide, you know, make this happen. So we'll see what y'all says. You know, we're getting closer and closer. You know, August will be here before you know it, because really the census is over August the 20th. So by the time we get there, it's already over with. You know, but so we just going to apologize. We're going to tell him how sorry we are and how much we realize what we did, what our ancestors did, and ask him to please deliver us as soon as possible. We know he has a set time, but please deliver us as soon as possible. You know, so this is the whole reason for it. You know. And I'm excited. I'm excited to meet everybody and to be able to come and meet everybody and just fellowship and do what we need to do. It's beautiful. It's going to be a beautiful time to come together and fellowship and do all the things we do. All right, on that note, does anybody else have anything else they want to say tonight before we dismiss the show? I have enjoyed this show. Don't forget, wash your hands,
wash your hands, wash your hands. Teach your children to wash their hands. You know, even in school, wash your hands always. You know, this is how we avoid a lot of things, is by, like the lady said, make sure you take those clothes off when you come in from work and put them up because they've been touched everywhere, and shower, you know, clean ourselves before, you know, and it's not a lot. When you get into doing that as a routine, it's not hard to do. You know, it's not. You'll find that it's easier to do it once it becomes a routine. You know, and put those clothes in the washing machine on a dirty clothes bag, whatever. You know, because you'd be surprised what we touch. And like you said, when you go to the grocery store and get that food, those peaches and all those plums and all that stuff that you got to bite into, you know, and people don't touch, wash them first. Clean them first before you do anything. Well, even in me, soak it. Because some butcher done had his hands on it somewhere. Soak it. Like she said, salt water, soak it before you cook it. And it's just going to take us to be more mindful of what we're doing so that we'll be okay. All right, well, guess what? On that note, it is Tuesday night. We still got to go to work tomorrow. Pray for me because I'm really ready to retire. Pray for me because I'm really ready to retire. And you are, I will pray for you, that the Most High bless you in the way that you choose, that he has for you. And you guys be careful, and we will see you on Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our newcomers class. And the phone number is 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256039. Let me say it again. It is 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039-POUND. Don't forget to push pound. And then you'll be in the class, 7 o'clock p.m. tomorrow. I mean Thursday night Eastern Standard Time. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Good night.
Shalom.
Shalom, everybody.